Blessings, and welcome to Arms Upheld, support in life's hard battles. I'm Lynn Pierce, and I'm here to hold up your arms with encouragement, something to think on, and a prayer to focus on the one who holds all things together, while you continue to fight the battles in your life. In the midst of battle, life can feel overwhelming, challenging, or beyond. I don't know what God has called you to do, what battlefield you are walking through, but at times you may find yourself feeling this way. I want you to know that even though your battle likely looks different than mine, I'm here to support you. I want to stand with you until the breakthrough happens and you can see the victory materialize. My hope is that these few minutes we spend together will help you lighten your load, feel seen, connected, and loved, and fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's begin with God's Word. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is near. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7, from the New Living Translation. Lately, whenever I go shopping, my littlest one asks me for something. Can I bring her back a toy? Can she pick something if she comes with me? At times, honestly, it feels like I've failed to teach her gratitude. She wants stuff. And if someone else has something she likes, she wants one too. We do have conversations about being thankful, and she can offer up praises every day. I don't think I'm failing. I think wanting things is the tilt of the human heart. When God gave Moses a list of the most important things we can do to honor Him, do not covet came up. God knows our hearts better than we do. And as humans, we want stuff. We may not want a new toy every time we step in a store, but how many times does chocolate make its way into the cart? We may not want the cool Play-Doh ice cream maker, but we want there to be enough in the bank account to cover the expenses. We want good things for those we love. We want life to be easier than it frequently is. We want a real weekend with no work. We want an hour of no bickering. We want time to ourselves or with family or friends. It's easy to make a list of all the things we want. We covet no matter our age. Thankfully, God didn't just tell us not to covet. He told us how to do that in Philippians 4. As I read this passage, four things jump out at me that are verbs, things I can do. The first is rejoice. Be full of joy in the Lord. We can't control our circumstances, but we do have a say in our responses. We can stew. We can figure out all of the worst-case scenarios. We can also choose to find treasures in our day. We can choose to praise God. There are always pockets of joy in our days if we have our heart set to seeking them out. Then, we are to be considerate. We are to be kind. We can choose to love others. And we can do so because we know the love of God, for He is near. Receiving His love allows us to be able to share it with others. Loving was so important that Jesus claimed it as the most important commandment. I guess it's not a surprise it shows up here in the way to life and peace. Next, we are told not to worry. Not in a don't worry, be happy sort of way, but as in a way to not fret on your own and try to find a solution. God invites us to draw nearer to Him by talking with Him. Pray about everything. This leads us right into the final verb command. Thank Him. Tell God all the things. Tell Him what you need. Tell Him your problems. Tell Him even what you want. But then shift to gratitude. Have you noticed as we talk to God, this happens? We can be whiny and fussing at Him, but then our hearts tilt. Because as we get closer to Him, it's like His heart joins ours and our perspective shifts. As we hand over our problems and desires, He offers us more of Himself. And how could we not be grateful to have more of Him? As we work our way through this transformative process, through joy, love, prayer, and gratitude, our hearts are changed. Choosing joy primes them. As we receive the love of the Father, we long to share it with others. Then we want to sit in His presence and share everything with Him. And we find ourselves thankful for it all. This is where peace comes in. This is the process and the way that fills us with peace that crowds out anything else we thought our hearts wanted. We don't need a Play-Doh ice cream maker. We don't need a new car. We don't need a relationship mended. We don't need anything more than this: being with God. As we realize this, peace descends on us. Here, with God, living in Christ Jesus, His peace will guard our hearts and minds. I picture this as a glowing force field that extends around us as we take the hand of Jesus. It doesn't matter where we're headed or what happens around us, because as we step forward holding His hand, we are living in perfect peace and we are protected. Our hearts and minds. Now, this doesn't mean that loss and tragedy won't touch us, but that life is possible in its midst. It means that this path to peace is always available. And this isn't a place without pain and tears. It's a place where they're shared perfectly. It's a place where wisdom and comfort are freely given. It's a place without expectations. We don't have to have the right words or know the answers. We just get to be us, who we were created to be. And that is more than enough. Let's pray together today. I'll leave spaces for you to speak your own words. Lord Jesus, today, right now, we choose joy. We rejoice with you over our salvation and blessings. We name a couple before you now. We accept your love and allow it to fill us completely. Healing happens as a process of your love moving over our wounds again and again. Heal us. Fill us with your spirit that we may reach beyond ourselves with your love. There are things we need, Jesus. You know them already, but we honor you by speaking one or two now. In your presence, we find ourselves grateful. Thank you for. As our hearts transform at your divine touch, may we know your peace no matter the battles before us. We welcome your peace into our lives. Guard our hearts and minds as we take your hand, Jesus, and continue onward. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Your time is precious and I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this podcast and it has helped you in any way, please tell a friend so it may bless them as well. You can find links in the show notes to connect with me on Instagram or through my website, and even subscribe to my email list. As always, your battle may look different than mine, but let's stand together. I'll keep your arms upheld until victory is real in your life. Remember, God is for you, and so am I.